Hello everyone, my name is Huck, and welcome to episode 2 of What's Rumbling, the weekly show where I talk about volcano-related topics around the world. A quick note before we begin that this will be the first regular episode on the podcast, so expect more episodes like this moving forward. With that out of the way, let's get to the news. As of March 2nd, 2024, 46 volcanoes are erupting around the world, including, and excuse me if I butcher this, Mount Etna, Mount Erebus, Mount Michael, Mount Merapi, Stromboli, Mayon, Sekirajima, Mount Io, part of the Kikei Caldera, and Great Sitkin. Eldvorp Svartsengi, located near Grindavik, Iceland, erupted on March 16th for the fourth time in 3 months, prompting the evacuation of Grindavik and Blue Lagoon, a popular tourist attraction in the area. The eruption began with lava pouring out of a nearly 2-mile-long fissure between Stora Skagfjell and Hagafell Mountains. On March 17th, lava reached and crossed over Road 43, heading west toward the water distribution pipe of the Svartsengi geothermal power plant. Between the 18th and 19th, lava was observed issuing from a series of cones built up during the eruption at the southern end of the fissure. As of March 21st, the eruption has not ended. That concludes the news. So now it's time for the almost weekly Volcano Spotlight, going in-depth on a specific volcano around the world. This week's spotlight features Mount Rainier, or Tahoma, whose ice-covered summit reaches 14,411 feet into the sky, making it the tallest peak in Washington and the entire Cascade Volcanic Arc. Due to its height, numerous glaciers, high chance of erupting in the future, and close proximity to the Seattle-Tacoma metropolitan area, Tahoma is considered one of the most dangerous volcanoes in the world, and is on the Decade Volcano List, a group of 16 volcanoes that are of great scientific interest due to their history of large, destructive eruptions and proximity to large population areas. Tahoma's official name is Mount Rainier, named for Rear Admiral Peter Rainier, who fought on the British side of the Revolutionary War. Native Americans had many names for Mount Rainier, including Tahoma or Tacoma. I personally prefer Tahoma over Mount Rainier, as a way to show respect to the natives and their beliefs. The word Tahoma originates from the Puyallup tribe, and translates to Mother of Waters. Fitting, since Tahoma's numerous glaciers feed the Nisqually, Carbon, White, Cowlitz, and Puyallup rivers. These glaciers, while providing an important commodity to many people in the vicinity of Tahoma, also have the capability of enhancing the damage caused by an eruption. If Tahoma erupts, the intense heat caused by the eruption would rapidly melt the glaciers, causing huge mud flows, called lahars, which would rush down the valleys surrounding Tahoma, engulfing everything in their path. Lahars threaten many communities in the White, Carbon, and Puyallup River valleys, including Puyallup, Sumner, and the city of Tacoma. That just about wraps up everything I want to talk about. I hope you've all enjoyed this episode of What's Rumbling, and if you did, make sure to follow for more news and information on volcanoes around the world.